which is Ian Desmond getting hit in that hand and breaking it. He's got a fractured left hand, which is going to keep him out. You have to think for a while. He's not going to be ready for opening day. Start the season on the DL. I assume Mark Reynolds now makes the team, starts at first base yet again from Colorado. So the obvious question, I'm sorry, Matt, how long do we think Ian Desmond is out with a broken hand?
That's probably going to be a while. It's somebody that I, before signing with Colorado, I was kind of going to move away to, or I mean, away from the fact that he signed with Colorado. I was very interested for that reason. But now with the broken hand, I mean, a hand issue is really bad. Even when he comes back, he's a guy that I don't see myself, you know, really going after now.
It's going to be tough. You know, Matt hit the nail on the head right there. The hand issue, even when he does come back, first of all, it's obviously, oh, you can erase opening day, probably be sometime in May before we see Ian Desmond. And then with the hand issue, you got to think, is that going to zap the power in the long run? So now you basically, you got a guy that was going in the top 10 in his position, and do you think he falls out the top 20?
Well, unfortunately for the person in last night's that NFBC draft we're talking about.
You got the board, right?
Yeah.
I don't see it. Where's
he went in the fourth round, the second to last. Second to last
pick. Oh, yeah,
pick.
I see it now.
So, I mean,
it's not a big enough drop.
I got to assume that person didn't hear the news yet. I'm not exactly sure when it. I mean, it broke earlier than that. So.
Yeah, it did.
So, I mean, that's why you got to be up on. You got to have an app up.
You have to. When you're in a draft, especially. Yeah. This is. Listen, let me tell you something. Please, come on, people. Don't do this to me. Don't get me all riled up this morning. Doesn't make a difference what the sport is. When you're in a draft, have the latest news before you go into the draft. Do not embarrass yourself.
But it's not even
have
that.
Have the latest news before you go into the draft.
See, you're getting it wrong. It's not before you go to the draft. It has to be during the draft. It's very tough, certainly in an auction even more so. But you got to have, whether it's Twitter or Roto World or whatever, you have to have these up. Otherwise, you're, like, before you pick a player, before you bid on a player, you're going to have to type their name into Twitter, type them into the Roto World search, because you have to make sure you're not drafting a guy with a broken hand.
I don't get it. You know, at some point, it's got to be like, I'm baffled by this. This is ridiculous.
Well, I got three commandments before a draft.
Okay.
It's two Aleve, a cup of coffee.
There you go.
A couple shots.
Shots would be, that's for after. That's the after party. And you have to, like you say, Roto World or whatever.
Yeah.
You just, before the draft, do a quick search, and then maybe as the draft's going on, I mean, you have to be paying attention to everything, but definitely at least before the draft, check the latest news, and then at some point through it.
Especially, you know, when there's live game action going on. You got the WBC going on. You got the Cactus and the Grateful League, you know, play going on. If it's people on the field playing, make sure that nothing happened. This is a bad job right here. So you don't really get to see you don't really get to see where the drop at is in the draft, you know, for the player, because he goes just about where he was going in this draft.
So let us break it down then. He breaks his hand. You just said Modiga is going to be out for quite a while. I don't know what that is. Is it 2 months? Is it 3 months? Is it 4 months? Like, I don't know. I mean, this is a question for Dr. A. He'll be on the Old School Fantasy Hour kind of later on this week, so you'll certainly talk to him about that. But a broken hand, I think, keeps you out like 2 months, I think, if I remember correctly from previous players. But I'm also worried about hand injuries and wrist injuries sapping a little power, right? Like, it takes a while to re-strengthen that hand.
And with Ian Desmond, even going to Colorado, I wasn't so, let's say, excited about his power. I mean, the last three seasons, he's had over 50% ground ball percentage. So I thought his average would definitely benefit, because that vast Colorado outfield. And he does steal bases. I mean, I think like four of the last 5 years, he does have the 2020 season, which makes him very appealing. So, I mean, this is just heartbreak city for, you know, people that have invested in Ian Desmond already, because as you say, we got to assume it's probably like 2 months. Then he's got to go get the at-bats before he can even get back up to the big league level. It's just a real bummer. The good news is most drafts and most big drafts will be occurring in the next 2 weeks.
Where do we take him is the question. Assuming he's out for, let's just say, 2 months. I'm just picking that number out of my ass. I realize that. But let's say this broken hand keeps Ian Desmond out for 2 months. And maybe he's realistically, guys, not totally healthy until the All-Star break. Not fully strength, ready to go, the Ian Desmond you expect. He's going the second round. Last night we saw it. Throughout this process, that's where he was going. Corey, where do we take Ian Desmond now?
That's a good question. I'll be honest with you. I would have to get in the draft to see the know the answer right now. I figure if you put a... So I'm looking at the board from last night right now, right?
Yep.
So David Dahl goes in the 10th round.
Okay.
Do you think he goes before or after David Dahl in a 12-team league now?
That's a very good comp there, Corey. I'm saying he's going after. I mean, David Dahl has the back injury. He's supposed to be out too.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with David Dahl returning sooner, and he's a guy that's younger. It's not a hand issue. I mean, a back issue isn't optimal neither. I mean, they're two guys that I'm kind of really shying away. Desmond, since March 1st, if you go to the NFBC ADP, is the 13th outfielder off the board, 48th overall. So for me, Ian Desmond is dropping like 10 rounds easy. Yeah. I mean, I have to
that's
roster 13, him.
14.
Yeah, you have to roster him with a short bench. And honestly, once the season starts, it gets tough and tougher keeping that guy there, like waiting and waiting, and you don't know what you're getting back as far as him at the plate.
So when do we take him?
I'm honestly, he's really, unless it's super late, I'm going to drop him to the mid-teens, just off the top of my head.
That's high. That's deep, man.
I mean, I'm really not, I'll be honest with you, I'm really not going after Ian Desmond anymore.
Corey, you're always the one looking for deals. Like, you're always looking at these injuries as a buying opportunity. So you've told me all spring, Modiga's taking him in the teens. Like, to me... he's going to go earlier, so he's not going to be on your team, which I think you're okay with, which is why you're saying that. Corey, you're a guy that's going looking for a buying opportunity. He was a second-round pick. Where are you taking him now?
The hand injury and what the power is going to be like when he comes back is frightening to me. I'll be honest with you. I would have to say that he's off my board right now also, but, you know, at some point in the draft, you like everybody, Greg.
I know.
I'm going to say, I think I have to agree with Matt in that 13 to 15 range. And he's probably not going to ever drop that low.
No.